broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Sheriff Richard Mack, all on the broadcast today. Last hour, we had Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, on Become a Lifetime Member of Gun Owners, Would You Please? I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you support the greatest non-compromised gun lobby in America today, gunowners.org. All right, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the broadcast for April 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's Hour 202. Protect life, liberty, and property, and promote God, family, and country. Always the goal. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. A restoration of the principles that made America great. Can do it again. Are you aboard? Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And the good sheriff? Uh-oh, he missed his cue. Are you there, sheriff?
I'm here, Sam.
All right,
I'm
welcome.
Sorry.
Nope, you're all good. So we got Kurt Crosby.
I'm in Arizona and Mac's in Utah, so you know that's a pretty good switcheroo, huh?
Yeah, I was about to talk about trading places. So what you got is you got normally Richard Mack's in Arizona and Kurt's in Utah where they normally reside. However, Richard went to Utah and Kurt went to Arizona, so it's like a classic case of trading places, Sheriff.
It is, and I can't think of a better person to do it with.
All right, there you go. Gotta love that. By the way, I'm supposed to get you some Zango juice there, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
And you're supposed to watch these videos that I told you about, too, yesterday. So we need to have you just drop by and take care of that if you can.
Yeah, okay.
All right, anyway, we'll get that done. Now, Kurt Crosby hasn't had a chance to weigh in on this, but Rand Paul put his hat in the ring to be president yesterday. His parents were there. And it was a delightful event. Rand gave a very solid speech. There's a few things I'm concerned about. But now you've got, he started out by saying, we have come to take our country back. Rand Paul becomes presidential candidate. Lamestream press claims that YouTube pulled Rand Paul's presidential announcement speech over a copyright dispute, but I just think they don't want that sucker going viral is what I think. Now, where do the candidates stand on the right to keep and bear arms? We covered that last hour with Larry Pratt, libertyroundtable.com if you want to review, or, of course, on your Roku player. Listener TZ chimed in when the suggestion about Andrew Napolitano running for president, you said, oh, no, we got to have that guy in the Supreme Court with Roy Moore. And then we finished up the hour by talking about GoFundMe.com/healthcare summit, which is my plan to try to get everybody together talking about healthcare in Washington, D.C., to see if we can't reset the debate on this thing a little bit. Nevertheless, Kurt, and you've advocated for this, so have I, for quite some time, this idea that, oh, no, we got to have Andrew Napolitano on the Supreme Court, along with Judge Roy Moore, maybe what we do is we have a Rand Paul run for president and just start announcing, hey, I'm putting Ted Cruz in charge of abolishing the IRS. Hey, I'm putting Sheriff Richard Mack in charge of digging to the bottom of Operation Fast and Furious. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and put so-and-so, let's put Ron Paul, you know, the old man on the beat to abolish the Federal Reserve. Let's go ahead and just start announcing people all along the campaign trail, man. And let's make sure that Napolitano and Roy Moore are on the bench. Let's just get it done. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, it's just a great plan, and it would unite so many folks. You know, you've got to include people like Ben Carson as to...
In fact, we'd have Ben Carson and Ron Paul get together and fix... the Affordable Care Act by obliterating it. What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Yeah, I think Ben Carson would be fantastic as the, the Surgeon General?
And we'll go ahead and put Scott Walker in charge of taking care of them unions, you know?
Yeah.
Let's get that done.
I think he would have to, though, offer Ted Cruz something like Secretary of State.
That'd be great.
Bigger. Yeah, and then he could still assign him to help with picking someone as Secretary of Treasury to abolish the IRS. That would be the position.
Now, you know what? That's a great point. And so I don't know the exact positions, but the whole point is that you bring people aboard, you're electing, you're funding, you're supporting, you're believing in a whole crew. I don't know if you call it the wrecking crew or what you call it, but the goal would be to bring Washington back on track, and now you don't have to fight with Ted Cruz. You don't have to debate if he's an illegal alien. You don't have to fight with Scott Walker. You don't have to fight with, you know, you could even put Marco Rubio. Where would you put him, you know? I wouldn't put him in charge of border defense, I'll tell you that.
You might have to put Marco Rubio on the list to talk to.
Well, he could be, you know, with some kind of department that we're really supposed to have, and I'm, you know, I have a hard time thinking of a constitutionally approved department that we haven't talked about. So anyway, but you could try.
Well, what we could do is we could put Jeb Bush in charge of making sure that Texas doesn't secede. We'll put him as the Texas negotiations czar.
He's a Floridian, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's really a Floridian, except for he grew up in Texas, did he not?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, he's one of them transplant for elections. Anyway, all I'm telling you is I think that would be a fantastic idea. I got sad news to report, but I would submit to you predictable news to report. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wins second term in runoff victory. Did you see this?
What a surprise, you know. I mean, it's nice to know that Chicago has all up-and-up elections and everything's clean and pure there. And, you know, I mean, if somebody runs for election, hey, they can compete with a guy like Rahm Emanuel.
Sheriff, my only problem with this is, again, the Americans claim they want change, but they'd always double down and put the same folks back in office again.
Yeah, and that's kind of my cynicism regarding the national election. And in fact, you and Larry said something about having hope. You still have to have hope somewhere. Well, I do. With Sheriff Glenn Palmer in Oregon, you know, that's where my boost came this week. Is him testifying before the Oregon State Legislature that gun control laws there are unenforceable and that he will not enforce them. And that's where I hang my hat. And
came into that.
People like Glenn Palmer give me hope. And he's a sheriff. And he's a small-town sheriff. And he's making a big splash. And that's where I'm going to continue to hang my hat of hope. And, you know, all of this, we've always done it. You and me and Kurt have done this, talk about national elections and presidential elections for years. And I think it's still bogus. Even though I get involved in it, I'm not going to play it, don't. I find it very intriguing. I find it very historical. And I find it very corrupt. And that's still the thing. The national media and the corruption of Washington, D.C. decide who's going to be the next president. And I'm just like Kurt when it comes to reelecting Rahm Emanuel. I think it's bogus. I think if the people actually choose Rahm Emanuel, then it shows how far off we are or how they listen to the media, and how corrupt Chicago is not even close to how corrupt Washington, D.C. is. And I think it's just going to be more of the same. Even though a few good people are trying to get in the middle of all that, I think it's going to continue to be the same. And I think there's only one place to fix it, and that is the individual counties of this country have got to take the Constitution back and restore liberty one county at a time.
And great point. Again, in fact, Breitbart doubles down in support of your hope, Sheriff. Headline from Breitbart says, Oregon Sheriff, gun control, push is borderline treasonous.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
Yeah, well, let's make sure that they're quoting Glenn Palmer there, correct?
Well, that's what their headline says. So, you know, I know everywhere I'm researching, it says Glenn Palmer to testify. Thank heavens for Glenn's stance. We've never heard better testimony in our lives. There's all kinds of quotes by different people. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it says this, Glenn Palmer, Oregon Sheriff, gun control borderline treasonous will not enforce, is the headline from Breitbart.
Yeah, let's make sure the listeners get this very clearly, and that is Sheriff Palmer from Grant County, Oregon, testified before the Oregon State Legislature that their law to require more gun control there is borderline treasonous. And that's the type of sheriff that makes me have hope.
I agree with that, and I think that's where our hope is in local. The government that governs closest to the people always is best, and certainly we can make a difference on the local level. We've got so many examples of people making a difference. And your point's well taken today. I don't think we can solve this thing in Washington. There's truth in that. So, you know, whether we get a good president or not, you know, it's not going to make a lot of difference. Although I would say this, I'd rather have a good president rather than a bad president. You know, least,
and I do too.
At least a good president wouldn't be trying to violate the Constitution at every turn like Brock is currently. So,
well, and look at what Larry brought up too about Ronald Reagan.
All right, let's talk about it in seconds. Quick pause. Back with Sheriff Richard Mack and Kirk Crosby on your radio. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, we need to have hope this nation shall endure. Where do you fit in, huh?
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, this half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. You want to take the vigor test, learn more about your energy levels, and find ways to naturally improve them? Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. All right, Kurt, so what do you think? You know, the hope is in those who are making a difference. And I think that we need hope all across the country, from the top to the bottom. And I look at the top as being the most local of all governments.
Well, it's a great point, and I couldn't agree with Sheriff Mack more. You know, and the lucky, I guess you could say the nice thing that we enjoy is we're so close with the whole Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We get to hear about those stories and about the meet the individuals like Sheriff Lynn Palmer that are making that kind of difference. And, well, you know, then you just think, well, if he can do that, somebody else can too. When we, you know, and the sheriffs get buoyed up by Sheriff Mack and his efforts with the Supreme Court and so many other things that, you know, that is a reason for hope. And there is some of that still in America.
There you have it, Sheriff. I know we got a row to hoe, but you got folks making a difference on the local level. In fact, speaking of the local level, Kurt, why don't you brief everyone on our trek really quick to Carson City, Nevada? That was a very local level opportunity to testify before the state legislative committee as well.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And to travel there, you know, 600 miles plus each way was, well, entertaining to say the least. And you get all that big bunch of ground that you think, well, there's plenty of room for more Americans and more people to fit on the planet. And then you get there and you see these good Americans from, especially that, in that case, from Nevada, the Bundys and their associates, like the LA Times called them, their followers, you know. You know, you see those good folks making a difference, being involved in their local government, saying, hey, we've had enough of this 150-year-old temporary agreement with the federal government where about 85% of our ground is controlled by the federal government. We're just deciding to take our country back, you know, a little bit like Rand Paul said yesterday, huh, Sam?
Your thoughts, Sheriff?
Well, I have to say that Nevada is in a very unique situation because of what Kurt said, that the federal government believes they own about 90% of Nevada. And my Supreme Court decision says that the states, when they formed the new central government, the states retained an inviolable sovereignty. I don't think anybody really gets the impact of that. If the states retained an inviolable sovereignty, then that would require that they would at least control their own land, at least 50% of it, or 51.1% of it. And to have a state acquiesce and say, no, federal government, you can own our entire state. We call ourselves Nevada, but really all we are is an enclave of the federal government. And that notion has absolutely no historical backing, no historical fact, no constitutional principle can be applied there. And the 10th Amendment and state sovereignty are sacred. And if the states continue to put their hand out to the federal government, please take care of us. You operate our land. You manage our land. It's all yours. Go ahead and take it. And this bill that you and Kurt went to testify about with the Bundys is simply doing that, and that is Nevada take care of Nevada land and start taking this balance of power back between the state and the federal government. And if you're going to have a balance of power between the states and the feds, as my Supreme Court decision requires, then it requires that Nevada run their own land.
And by the way, your Supreme Court case was referred to multiple times in our testimony. Ammon Bundy referred to it. Rick Dalton, executive vice president of the CSPOA, referred to it. Several people referred to it. Several other different people testified about it as well. The CSPOA had a grand showing at that event, sir.
Well, and, you know, we sent you and Kurt and Rick Dalton there and some others to support the Bundys, and I wasn't able to be there because I was just coming home from North Carolina where we were helping the good people out there. So it's great to have good, loyal, and competent staff that was able to go and spread our influence and work around the country. While I'm on the East Coast, you guys are on the West Coast. And it was a fantastic event that you got to participate in. And I'll tell you what, I will back the Bundys anytime, any place, anywhere. And I really appreciate the work they've done. Everything they've been doing has been a peaceful process, and yes, even the stand at their home a year ago, and I'm going to go back to their 1 year celebration of freedom and liberty next weekend.
All right. Speaking of that, I'm just going to tell you right now, if you question the Bundys and how peaceful or violent or whatever you want to claim they are, you've got to watch the video where Ammon Bundy takes the stand in the Nevada State Legislative Committee hearing that took place in Carson City, Nevada a week ago. Kurt, why don't you give an example of how this guy was just over the top belligerent? I'm just teasing. He was so mellow. It was beyond imagination.
You know,
Kurt.
One thing I was wondering about, is there any way we can rip that and put it on the CSPOA website? That and Sam's testimony and Sheriff Rick Dalton's testimony as well. It would be great to have them on there and easy for people to get to. But, you know, just imagine a humble, you know, he's a strong looking and very, you know, I mean, well-built American rancher man, and he sits down at the table in front of the elevated, I was going to say high priest, but the...
high offices in the committee, yeah.
Yeah, they're up in front of him, and then he begins to basically recite the first part of Genesis when talking about the creation of the earth and how the earth is for man to basically... take care of, you know, and that it will take care of him when he takes care of it. And, you know, and boy, the, well, not the high priest, but the, you know, Nevada's, the guys in the committee room were starting to whisper like, oh, man.
Is he allowed to say that kind of stuff in here?
What are we going to do now? And, you know, anyway, then finally one of them, pretty much reminded him about his time, and you know, in his pretty much belligerent fashion, he said, "Thank you," and finished up. You know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was so polite, so respectful, so mellow. Any suggestion that Ammon Bundy is violent, I just want to play that video in front of the American people over and over and over and over to show the American people the truth. The guy is absolutely humble. He's very mellow. He's incredibly respectful. And I almost wanted to just stand up like a congressman and say, I yield my time to Mr. Bundy. Because I wanted him to speak longer, you know. But anyway.
Well, he's a very good leader. Ammon Bundy is a very powerful man. And he is the epitome of power being emanated from meekness. He is a very humble man.
You got that right. And when we spent time with him, he's one of those gentle kind of giant guys. I mean, he's capable of just ripping out a taser and continuing on. The guy's pretty tough, and there's no doubt about it. But I'm telling you right now, he's mellow. He's a mellow gentleman. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam, Kurt, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Check it out today. Tell them you're a Give Me Liberty Fund member. You'll get a discount on goods and services. Thepowermall.com. All right, Kurt, so, and Sheriff Richard Mack with me as well. A listener dialed in, and I did not put him on the radio with us because I find that when I get too many people on the phone lines, it just sounds echoey and there's background noise. It's very hard to do and sound good. But the listener made a valid point that I want to bring up to you guys and let both of you respond. He basically said, hey, man, I know why the state's kowtowing to the federal government. I know why it's all the slippery slope. Feds are in charge of everything. It comes down to this bogus fiat money system, and it comes down to the fact that you've got corporations at the helm of everything, and it's the corporate world that pretty much control. You don't have a constitutional republic if you replace it with a corporate structure of contractual manipulation. And so he's saying, hey, it's the corporations and the bogus money at fault for a lot of this, and I think he's got a valid point. Sheriff, you want to respond?
Yeah, he does have a valid point, and it does come down to the money and not just the fiat money system, but the bribery system that the federal government engages in, keeping the states in line, because we'll withhold funds if you don't keep doing this.
Your point's well taken. In fact, one of the points made at the legislative committee, they're like, hey, do you think we can afford to do this as a state? And part of my testimony said, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what, it's got to be done. The land is our land, and we got to manage our land. And do you think the federal government can do it? Those folks are $18-plus trillion in debt. Let's give somebody else a try at the least if you want to talk about affording it. But then I said, you're going to talk about PILT money, payment in lieu of taxes money, instead of, you know, natural resources and the money that can generate? Come on. You guys are fooling yourself when you debate whether we can afford it, because that's a non-starter discussion. Anyway, Kurt, you want to respond to the money thing and the corporate thing real quick?
Sure. And like Sheriff Mack was saying, basically you've got moneyed interests who think, in many cases, they think that, hey, their business is kind of world business. So they want to, be, in my opinion, kind of what I'd call the king man. They want to be king of the world, or have their buddies at least be king, and they'll be kind of sub-king, when the real freedom fighters or the free men like Ammon Bundy and Sheriff Mack and others, they just want the people to have their rights and their freedoms. And even in that testimony, it was brought out that even the BLM, and I underline the word even about a million times. Even the BLM makes a profit on Nevada's ground that they hold, or that they, you know, hold by a, I guess you could say, their ransom.
Well, it's basically supposed to be a temporary deal.
Every dollar they spend, they make $4 on it, and that's the BLM.
In other words, for every dollar that we're talking about, there's $4 that they get for every dollar they spend in controlling the land currently. It was supposed to be a temporary control, and that's one of the big points that was made by Matt Shea, who's a constitutional attorney, land rights expert. He made that point that, hey, you know, $4 to every dollar, and it was supposed to be a temporary deal. It would be an absolute windfall, a boon for the economy for Nevada, Sheriff.
Well, it's almost like the when they told some slaves back in the Old South that they were free. They said, what do I do now? It's kind of like the same with Nevada.
I think it's a great point.
Just don't realize that breaking the enslaving ties with the federal government will actually increase opportunity, increase the economy, and the first state that gets that will be the richest state in the Union. And
well,
we've seen that a little bit in North Dakota.
Well, and they highlighted that only 3% of the ground in North Dakota is federal government land, right, Kurt? Isn't that what they were saying?
That's exactly right. You know, and so it's pretty easy to see. This isn't a difficult math question or a calculus and trigonometry thing. This is easy to see. Number one economy in America, you know, at least arguably number one, would be North Dakota, 3%. Federal controlled property, you know, and then you've got Nevada and many other western states with huge amounts of property being held hostage by the federal government, and, you know, struggling with their economies.
All right, there you have it. Moving to a couple of other topics before the hour ends. So Sheriff Richard Mack is going to go hang out with the Bundys. Are you going to be there for the barbecue? I guess they're having a big old barbecue celebration too, aren't they, Sheriff?
Yes, they are, but I won't be there for that. I'm speaking in the Snowflake Sholo area in northern Arizona, where Kurt is from. I'm speaking there on Saturday, driving half the night to get to Mesquite, Nevada, where my wife and I will stay, and then we're going to have the Sunday service, be at the Sunday service with the Bundys. And I'm also speaking Friday via Skype at the the kickoff meeting or the kickoff celebration for the Bundys. And it is a celebration because I can't believe that the Bundys have survived an entire year since this fiasco siege from the federal government. And I really am surprised. I would have, and I predicted and I would have bet money that the federal government would have still come after them. And I believe they're still going to and trying to, I think it's a real miracle that the Bundys have remained free and outside of the confines of the federal prison. And so I'm really grateful. Sorry, I had to, my little grandkid crying here a little bit.
We believe in grandkids. That's all right, sir.
Yeah, we do believe in them. And but I do believe in the Bundys, and I think it's been a miracle that they've stayed out of the clutches of the federal government. I know how the federal government deals in pride, and the Bundys hurt their pride and stood up to them. I'm telling you right now, I've said this before, and you've said it today, and I'll say it again. The Bundys are great American patriots. They're very humble. They just want to be left alone. And the evidence is in the pudding of Ammon Bundy's testimony before the state legislature.
Clive and Bundy and others were standing up at the rally, too, speaking out. And there was a protester. They were even kind enough to invite the protester up and try to make their issues, you know, part of the discussion and valuable as well. That kind gesture was rejected. Nevertheless, it was offered, just showing the kindness in their hearts and the inclusionary nature of who they really are and what they really stand for. Switching gears to another topic. I guess Kirk Cosby can tell the federal government I told you so. The headline says, more scientists doubt that salt is as bad for you as the government says, Kurt.
Well, you know, so many times we've seen this over our lifetimes, and you know, if you're really young and you haven't seen this yet, just keep watching. You'll see these experts that tell you that, so many things that God made are just terrible for you, and you've got to, you know, get all these pharmaceuticals or all these unnatural things, and then your life will be better. It makes me think of my buddy who said when he moved over here from the Azores, that's a part of Portugal, you know, he said, man, we found out we were really stupid because we used to believe in breastfeeding, and they found out that in America, heck, we're not so backwards like that. We just use formula here, and at least lately Americans are coming to their senses about that as well. But anyway, salt is, you read about it in the Bible, and I don't think it was intended as a poison in there.
Well, and the second you have real problems, they don't test your salt levels before they just hook you up to a saline solution drip. Whenever you get in the hospital, they just figure you need more salt right off the get-go, and there's a reason for that, because you do. Okay, so even their whole argument falls apart. They don't test your health or whether you need salt or anything before they even hook you up. They just do. So it's very, very clear. All right, there's several things going on here that I want to bring up. Judicial Watch files Supreme Court amicus brief in support of traditional marriage and argues against federal commandeering of state marriage laws. Also, the U.S. Justice Foundation, our brother Michael Connolly over there at the U.S. Justice Foundation, files a similar amicus brief, Sheriff Mack. So the debate on marriage is going to the Supreme Court, and there are good, honest folks doubling down, filing amicus briefs in support of state marriage laws and in support of one man, one woman traditional marriage.
Well, I said that before when you and Kurt and I were in the American Fork meeting about a year ago or more now, and that is that the federal government has no jurisdiction in this matter whatsoever. None. They don't have any jurisdiction in it, and the judge should have refused to have heard the original case. And it should have just been referred back to the states to deal with this issue. The federal government is not in charge of defining marriage one way or the other.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org with us. If you want to help fund his, helping him pay his medical bills, GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Or better yet, go to CSPOA.org and buy his books today.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Sam Bushman in studio, Kirk Cosby on the road, Sheriff Mack on the road. They're trading places. Mack's in Utah, Kirk's in Arizona. And we're talking all about news the networks refuse to use on your radio, no doubt about it. Judicial Watch files Supreme Court amicus brief in support of traditional marriage and opposing, arguing against federal commandeering of state marriage laws. And this issue regarding the marriage, regarding land, all really the same issue. The federal government's out of control. And our listener pointing out that it's corporate money that's the problem. He's right about that. No doubt about it. U.S. Justice Foundation, our buddy Michael Connolly that joins us on Liberty Roundtable Live monthly, also files an amicus brief in the U.S. Supreme Court opposing homosexual marriage. So anyway, you got that. Also, I want to bring up this piece before the end of the hour. Kansas governor, who is it, Sam Brown back down there? All right. Signs nation's first ban on abortion procedure. It's law now in Kansas. Maybe it'll be up for challenge. Time will tell. What do you think, Sheriff?
Well, he's exercising his proper authority, and the state of Kansas is doing the same thing. Again, the federal government has no authority to be involved in that whatsoever. And the marriage issue and abortion issue and all of that is none of their business. And, I say that a little bit with one little small exception, and that is that all government is here to protect life, liberty, and property. So if the states were actually killing a bunch of babies before they're born, the federal government would be required or allowed to take some action to try to stop it, because it's their duty also to protect all life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But generally, they are the ones destroying all three of those, so it's the states that have to take the stand against the federal government. And again, this is plain and simply none of the federal government's business. They are there, to promote their constitutional assignments that we gave them, that we, the state, gave them and allotted to them and delegated to them, just as the 10th Amendment says. So, Mike Connolly and others, Larry Klayman and others that are taking the strong stand against the federal government, it's just another sign of how out of control the federal government really is.
There you have it, Kurt. You want to chime in on this? What do you think about Sam Brown back this abortion ban?
Well, all I can say is, it's back again to kind of what Sheriff Mack said. When the states and or, especially the county sheriffs, things like that, decide that, hey, we're not really beholden or, having to wait on what the federal government tells us we can or can't do, man, it's a glorious time, whether it's the states or the counties doing it. The people, must protect their own rights, and they must stand up for what's correct.
And I commend the state of Kansas, though, what leadership. I've been saying for a long time that one of the biggest things we need to do in America, we can talk about the Federal Reserve, we can talk about belligerent, out-of-control education, we can talk about a lot of things, Sheriff. We can talk about getting our land back. All those are critical issues, but there's, I mean, look, the whole purpose of government is to protect life. Well, Kansas is providing incredible leadership in that regard, are they not?
Well, they are, and the other states need to follow. And the states, the governors, like Governor Herbert in Utah, should have told the federal government, and in particular Judge Shelby, who said Utah's law supporting traditional marriage was illegal and unconstitutional. Governor Herbert just should have come out and said, you have no business here in Utah. You have no business getting involved in that. And we're going to completely ignore your ruling. You have no jurisdictional authority over the state of Utah. And they should have just kept going with what they were doing. But these governors are so timid in standing for their own sovereignty. That is it any wonder that the states have also acquiesced and become enclaves instead of free and independent states as the Declaration of Independence states? I mean, it's the Declaration of Independence, and it starts with that these states are and ought to be free and independent. So that's exactly what every governor should be exercising, state sovereignty and local control and local autonomy. And if you don't, we get what we've got today.
All right, there you have it. Kurt,
you know,
also,
thing
go ahead.
I wanted to say in response to, I think it was TZ's comments about, or somebody else's about the corporation or the state's taking
yeah, that was somebody else,
federal money or whatever.
Yep.
You know, it seems to me that it'd be so simple for the state to simply, you know, Governor Brownback or anybody else to say, look, you know, we've had this thing topsy-turvy for way too long. So what we've got is our state people will pay their money into our treasury, and we will turn it over to the federal government the way it's supposed to be on your good behavior. When you do your job, you know, we'll pay you. If not, we'll just keep that money right here for our citizens and our state. We'll take care of things in that fashion.
Well, I think that's the critical point. You're right as rain about that. And the sooner we do that, the better. And I've always made the point that I don't care what claim, what flexing the muscle the states do. It's all talk until they get off the government dole. It's all talk. Because I'm telling you right now, all you got to do is use that money, stick and carrot idea, and beat people into submission. And anyway, Sam Brownback standing up for pro-life, and good for him and good for the state of Kansas. Now, there's also a video, Kurt, where a UN climate change expert, he's an official, if you will, says we should make every effort to depopulate the planet. Is he going first or what, Kurt?
Well, you know, we see this all the time. The Al Gore kind of idea that says, hey, man, everybody's supposed to ride a bike now. I'm going to fly to that event on my private jet, but you guys ride your bike and get there. You know, and this guy, I mean, it's just, the kooky kind of stuff that goes on, you know, the Earth would be so much better, they figure, as long as we could get rid of all these humans on it, you know, and leave it the way it was supposed to be. But it's just nuts on parade, huh?
There you have it. All right, I wanted to skip to this last story, too. We touched on it yesterday, but I want to let Richard Mack respond to it since he is a police officer. Headline says this, how to get green lights all the way to work? Hackers reveal how simple it is to control traffic lights in major cities with only a laptop, Sheriff.
Yeah, I actually saw that. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. But, yeah, hack into it. Heck, the Pentagon has been hacked into. The White House has been hacked into. I'm pretty sure that it would be easy enough to hack into the traffic control system in America. So, yeah, have at it. But maybe we could hack into the system that promotes all the illegal tickets that cops also issue every year or every day. So, yeah, you know, you had to know that was coming.
All right, Sheriff Mack, ladies and gentlemen, is basically putting on his form with regards to the tax IRS form when it says, hey, do you have the Affordable Care Act? Richard Mack is basically, what are you putting, pleading the fifth?
Plead the fifth. That is correct.
Plead the fifth. And that's a critical point. I had a caller call me the other day about that, and he doubled down and said how valuable of a point that is. Because, look, What if a million Americans, what if 100 million Americans just simply said, we're not doing it, we're pleading the fifth?
Plead the fifth.
What would happen?
Yeah. Not a dang thing. There's not a thing they could do about it. You see, that's already happening in one sense, because there's about 45, 50 million people in America who should be filing taxes who do not file taxes, who do not file their 1040 forms. And they're going after some of them here and there. But for the most part, it's going undetected and unenforced because the IRS simply does not have the manpower to go after all those millions of people. And that is exactly why they go after people like Kent Carter in New Mexico and others around the country. They go after them so that they will set the example. They will use them as examples that this is the type of tyranny, this is the type of ruthless behavior you're going to get from us, because we'll come in and take your bank accounts and your land, just as they did to many of the victims, as they've done to many victims in this country. And so that's how they do their enforcement. They do not have enough manpower to go after everyone who doesn't pay.
Well, and to prove the point, Kurt's got a headline to finish the hour that nails your point, Sheriff. Kurt?
Yeah, the Washington Post is telling us how cash-strapped the poor old IRS is, and, you know, and they're basically saying that over the last, since 2010, their budget's been cut like 17%. The Republicans, they say the evil Republicans have cut it back, and, you know, and what I thought was interesting when the Washington Post is doing the story, they're there as if they were in the place, you know, kind of reporting, talking to these people down in Dallas, all waiting in line, have to wait hours and hours just to see somebody and never get really taken care of. And the individual said, oh, then at 1 o'clock, you know, how they're so busy, the thing came over the loudspeaker and said all the employees are supposed to go to a little room so they can have a little birthday party for so-and-so on. But anyway, the poor old cash-strapped IRS, you know, you sure hate to see it, don't you?
Oh, man, I want to know how we can get a hold of our buddies, Arizona legislators, and some of those guys, Matt Salmon and others, see if they can't put a big old lock choke hold on that sucker and just basically kill that thing once and for all, Sheriff.
Absolutely, do it.
All right, guys, thanks so much. Travel safe. You guys can trade places back anytime you like. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure. You're going to help? Thanks.